Well, Paul, first of all, how are things in Oregon?
Oregon is beautiful. We've had some snow, and it's real cold, and I love it. I love. It's funny because where I'm at here in Oregon is on the same latitude as Newport, Rhode Island.
So, wow.
So the weather cycles and everything is the same right here in Oregon where I live. We're in Central Oregon, so we get beautiful weather here, but it get really cold. And we love it, though, me and my wife. We love being here.
Well, that's perfect. We got a little snow here in Maine as well, and it's the perfect setting for the release of a brand new EP, a Christmas offering from the Cowsills. You timed it up so well.
It's timed well. Well, it's been around long enough, Rich. it could have been. We've had plenty of time to get it in the cycle, but we're so excited about it being finally out. You know, it's been a long haul. It was, I think Bob wrote the music part in the 80s, and we were laughing one afternoon just talking about that because he'd always play it for me, go, listen to this. And, you know, I'd go, oh, yeah, that's cool. And so I don't know if he told you the guys this, but so he thought, and he said to me, he goes, man, maybe this is just an instrumental. And I went for a vocal band, an instrumental. Well, that's pretty cool. But then in the 80s, Bob and Mary Jo, his wife, they were having a baby girl named Marissa, and you can see on there it says "Song for Marissa," and Bob had that melody, and then it was about Christmas time when Marissa was in there, a very emotional time for all of us. We were all hanging out in the ICU, and all of a sudden him and his wife penned these words on Christmas time, and so, man, what a beautiful song! I mean, even to me, the Cowsills love Christmas. And to be able to get a Christmas song out, hopefully we're going to do an album next year, a Christmas album. But just having this song, we just wanted it out really bad because it's a traditional song. It's not like we took a rock song and threw words on it. This is literally a real Christmas carol kind of thing. And when Omnivore, who we went with just last year or the year before, when they heard it, man, it was like, I think they might have heard it in like October or November, and they wanted to try to rush it and get it out right away. They loved it so much. I mean, actually, the president of the company said that he felt that this song was top shelf, Rich, he said. So we're happy to have it, I'll tell you, and it's out there, and it's a digital download, and, you know, when I heard that, I said to Bob, I go, so are we going to have a record in our hands, you know, or even a CD? And he goes, nope, it'll just be digital download. So I want to tell everybody out there, if you're struggling on how to get that, just call your grandkid. Yeah, it'll be grandkids. Call them, and they will download it for you.
I'm in my mid-60s. I was able to do it, so maybe you can even just call your kids or a younger sibling.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Susan, you're right about that, Rich, because Susan, who's like 10 years younger than Bob, 7 younger than me, she is very good with social media. You know, she has her own world going, and I'll look her up, man. She's on everything. People ask me, so can I tweet this? And I go, man, I don't even know what tweet is. I have never even been there. I wouldn't know how to tweet.
Well, the song is wonderful, and then you got a little, kind of a New Year's song with Some Good Years, but I especially love the work and the blend of those voices on a wonderful a cappella version of Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, we did like this whole a cappella thing while we were in the studio. We had some time, and so Bob and Susan went ahead and put all the hit songs. We did them all a cappella, doing, you know, instruments with our voices, and then we had our brother John. You know, then we have Christmas time, and our brother John is on that with us, which is really nice, you know, being that there's only 4 of us Cowsills left on the earth. It was great to pull him in on Christmas time.
And, you made him a better offer than the Beach Boys, huh?
Well, no, there's no way to do that. No, we grabbed him on, you know, when he had 4 days off. Gosh, those guys were tore. You know, all the people that talk to us, they go, wow, so John left you guys to go in the Beach Boys? And, you know, and me and Bob and even Susan, man, if somebody came up to, if the Beach Boys called us and said, hey, we want you in our band for the next 23 years, any one of us would have called these, hey, guys, I'm out. I'm going in the Beach Boys. So it was beautiful. It was so fun that one of us was with the Beach Boys.
That's very cool.
I really thought it was very cool, honestly.
We're talking with Paul Cowsill of the Cowsills here on Downtown. Now, Bob said the other day that we may get to see down the road an entire a cappella album.
Yep. It's all recorded. I think we just need to mix it and master it. But me, Bob, and Susan, we're crazy. So we were in there like kids in a candy store, and because there was nobody looking at us, watching us, Rock Positano, who's our executive producer, he paid for all of this to happen. We kept calling him, man, you got to come down. This is really happening. He goes, no, have your fun. And so it was really liberating not to have somebody over our shoulder. And so we took the time, and it was so fun to put all the instruments on there with our voices. And, the a cappella album is going to be real fun for folks to hear.
And I am still listening.
We can still sing, thank God. Well,
yeah, you sure can. And I told Bob, I am still listening. A heavy rotation in my playlist is the great work you guys did on the Rhythm of the World album.
Rhythm of the World. Oh my gosh. I'm sure Bob told you the whole story about that, but what a crazy writing frenzy that we did. It was just crazy. The three of us, me and Bob, have written together many times, but Susan has never written with any of us. She's a pretty solo gal. And to be able to be on this Happy Together tour, which stuck us on a bus, you know, 22 hours of the day, what we would do is we'd let everybody go to bed, and we'd stay up, and we started writing songs. And the three of us, we were like a machine. It was awesome. Bob would pluck he'd go, hey, look, I got this here. What do you think about this, you know? And, man, I would just go, whoa, yeah. And me and Susan would just, like, get together, and we would just burn these words out. And the lyrics just came. So the three of us, we really write fast. I mean, I think we have this podcast. What we're going to do on it is we're going to write a song right there on the podcast. I mean, that's how quick it can be.
I love the podcast, too. For anybody who hasn't heard it, it is so much fun. The dynamic of the three of you all together is so much fun, and you get great guests on the show. And it seems like you know everybody in the business, but the ones you don't know, you get to know quickly on the podcast.
Yes, and gosh, everybody, you know, we were, when they said, well, you got to have a guest, because we were worried about me and Bob podcast. That was way too much technology for us to deal with. However, we're aces on Zoom now. It was, the podcast has been so much fun for us. And it's nice because I live in Oregon, Bob lives in Los Angeles, and Susan lives in New Orleans. And so we would only really see each other when we were doing shows. But now, because, you know, the podcast, once you start it, you've got to keep it going. People are expecting every Wednesday to see a new episode. And so that makes us, me, Bob, and Susan, and force is not the right word, but it makes us talk with each other every week. And so that has just been the best.
Let me see if I can make you feel at home.
Oh, God, her and her mood. I'll tell you, she brings a new mood thing every time we're going to do a show. She goes, listen, I got this, you know, and I don't know what's happening, Rich, but when she pushes that, it's delayed or they don't come out. I don't know, because the machines that she shows me and Bob in person, they're great. I mean, great moves and all that, but when she gets on the show, she can't put it together. And she is supposed to be our, you know, special effects person. You know, have all the different sounds and all that. She's not passing.
You guys have got so many shows coming up. 2024, an incredibly busy year ahead. Well, 23's not done yet. December 19th, you'll be performing at Main Street Crossing down in Texas. But then a full slate of events starting off in Florida in February. You'll be up here in the Northeast at Mohican Sun, the Cutting Room in New York City, and everywhere. And so excited you guys will be back on the Happy Together tour again next year.
Rich, it'll be our 10th year in a row. The first year we did it, they told us, look, don't expect to come back next summer. That doesn't happen. We change this out every summer. People come and people go. And we're going, no, we're good. We're good. Just thanks for having us, you know. And all of a sudden, at the end of that season, you know, it was August, the producer came to me and he goes, so, Paul, do you guys think you want to come back next year? I go, well, but do you do that? That's not the way you run this operation. He goes, no, but would you do it? And I go, yeah, we'll do it. And, man, this will be our 10th year in a row.
And we've talked to so many people from Gary Puckett to Ron Dante, Mark Volman, and they all rave about how much fun you guys are on that tour.
Well, we love it. We're so happy. It took us a long time to get on that darn thing. We thought maybe we'd get on it when we were in our 50s or our 60s. 60s for sure. It took a... And you know what? We were in our late 60s, me and Bob, right? So we did get there finally. But you know what? It took a long time. thank God, Rich, that we are healthy people, because we're healthy and we can still sing all those songs in the original keys. And that's the key. People go, oh, wow, the songs, they're still so exciting. That's just because we kept them in the kid key. You know, if we'd be dropping those keys to make it, we would lose that energy, just get sucked out of songs where you have to lower the keys. Some make it really good, but others just can't handle it. And but we're still singing in the same keys we sang as little kids. And we're grateful to be able to do that. And for some reason, the good Lord has let us have our voices still.
I was asking Bob the other day about that. Some of the TV, you were on so many shows back in the 60s, and we talked about doing Ed Sullivan, of course. But I want to ask you about the special you did. What was the thinking in pairing all of you guys up with Buddy Ebsen?
Well, a guy named Greg Garrison, he was a producer, and, you know, they wanted to do, as kids, we really never knew how this stuff came along. Mm. As we got older, we realized what was happening. And, yeah, and so what we were supposed to be was a replacement show for The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. But remember how in the summer they would the regular shows would leave, and then summer would come, and you'd have stand-in shows, I kind of called them. And that's what a family thing was supposed to be. It didn't turn into that, but, man, we got to work with Buddy Ebsen. And I don't know, Rich, how Buddy Ebsen, who called Buddy and went, hey, Buddy, you want to do this? Or we don't really know, but what a great guy he was. And, you know, Susan just always gets that time with all these guys, and, you know, her and doing that soft shoe and all that kind of stuff. It was pretty cool for a bunch of little kids. Look, we knew who Buddy Ebsen was. I mean, the Beverly Hillbillies. And so when we heard he was coming on, we were going, well, who is he? And our mom went, he's Jed. And we went, oh, my God, we're going to be on a show with Jed? And so, yeah, it was so much fun. You know, we loved that stuff as kids. Maybe we were meant for this business because, boy, when we heard that was happening, we're going, man, this is just too cool.
When you worked,
so much fun.
You worked with everybody. I mean, we talked about Carl Reiner being the guy who reached out to all of you to perform Hair for a special he was doing.
I know. It's crazy. You know, the one thing, Rich, it's funny, because all that happened, and then our dad would come to us and he goes, okay, here's what we're doing. We're going to be going in and recording Hair for a TV show. You know, that kind of thing. We never really got the, you know, I mean, obviously somebody wanted us to do that, you know, and it was always a trip like, wow, this is great. We love doing these TV shows. The Kraft Music Halls were always great. You know, we're little kids and they always had these Christmas shows. And it was like, holy moly, this is great.
Did you ever work, because he's such a great friend of our show, he lives up here on the Northeast now, did you ever work with John Davidson?
You know, I want to say that we did a fair where John was, he had a whole show. Like, you know, they used to, because we used to play with Rowan and Martin, you know, from
right.
Clapton, and they would bring these TV shows out on the fair circuit and, you know, and be at a fair for 4 days. You know, doing Laughing, or, you know, that's where we met Tony Orlando and Dawn. We were all doing a TV show, you know. It was like, it was awesome. It was just awesome.
Well, you guys still sound so great. It's wonderful to have new music for the holiday season. We look forward to that a cappella album, and most of all to see you guys back on the road next year as part of the Happy Together tour. I haven't seen the itinerary yet. Hope it comes here to the Northeast, and we would love to see you in person. Paul, it's great to visit with you again.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you so much for having me, and I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and just be kind to each other and love.